I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, I tell you what, it's a great time to be in Ambit Energy. We've got a lot of great things on the horizon. This is the best time to really kick it in gear with your Ambit Energy business, okay? I'm telling you, big things are coming up. You've been hearing the top leaders talking about what's happening in the very near future. You want to be a part of it. This is the time to lay the groundwork. Hey, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. Look, listen, you can come to this call every week, and you can expect to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business. You can come with an expectation, and that expectation is fulfilled upon week after week after week because you only hear from the best of the best of the best, and tonight is no exception. Now, you hear people on the call talking about the big event. Power Trip is this week. We're already preparing for our travel and everything else, getting the jackets ready for the cool weather. Up in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. The top leaders of the company, the co-founders of the company, we're going to get personally trained by the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. Guys, you need to be there. It is still not too late. It is still not too late, especially if you're anywhere near Pennsylvania. Make the arrangements. Don't make the mistake of sitting at home and having this event pass you by, because your Ambit Energy business is going to benefit from you being in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, November 10th through the 12th. How do you get there? Go to ambitpowertrip.com, ambitpowertrip.com. Hurry up and register. I think the registration closes today. If it hasn't closed yet, if it has, you can register on site, but you want to get your face in the place. Make sure that you're there. Okay, and then after that, simulcast, January 14th, 2017, Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, and anywhere that you happen to be with your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, your smart TV, you can have a simulcast right where you are. Guys, $50 will get you registered. $50 will get you registered. And you'll be able to be a part of Simulcast 2017. Major announcements are going to happen at that event. Some of the biggest announcements in the history of the company, and you get to hear it firsthand. How do you prepare for that? Well, here you go. Our featured speaker for the evening is going to tell you. The number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. Made over $30 million in the last 10 or so years. Just in Ambit Energy alone. One of the top 10 income earners in all of network marketing. And he's on the call to train you tonight. Please welcome founding national consultant, number one income earner, my dear friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Bear. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody taking time out of their busy schedule to hop on the call tonight. Just so everybody will know, online registration for Power Trip at ambitpowertrip.com, as Bear mentioned, will close at midnight Central Time tonight. So midnight Central Time, so you got till 1 in the morning East Coast, I guess that would be. So midnight Central tonight, online registration will close. It's $99, and it's $129 at the door, so it's an extra $30 at the door. You can grab an online registration if you want to, change it later in the week, assign a name to it. If you've got some people in your downline that you know want to go that haven't registered for it, but it will close at midnight tonight. The other thing I wanted to mention is Rick Vall has put together a Power Trip lunch on Friday. Rick and Jen Vall have done this. And it's going to be noon to 1:30 on Friday of Power Trip, this upcoming Friday. And it's at the Posh Scranton, which is at 1505 Main Street. Now, you can't just show up. So if you want tickets, I think there are about 20 tickets left. If you go to Eventbrite, and it's B-R-I-T-E, all one word, eventbrite.com, and then just search Power Trip Power Lunch. It should pull up. It's $22 per person. That's all inclusive, includes the tip, the drink, everything. I'm going to be there. Number four income earner Ray Monty is going to be there. Richard Merriam Wado from Texas are going to be there. Tony and Diana Procopio are going to be there. Jim and Kim Mason are going to be there. Tim and Sonia Devine are going to be there, along with a host of other leaders. If you've got any prospect in the area, anybody anywhere close to Scranton, Pennsylvania, Dixon City is where this is going to be held, just a suburb of Scranton. If you can get anybody close to this luncheon, it is going to be a barn burner. You will get them to join your business. So again, it's going to be a great deal. Again, don't show up at the door because they'll get the final count. They'll put it into the restaurant. That's how many seats will be available. So there won't be tickets at the door. But if you go to Eventbrite, which is, again, Event, B-R-I-T-E, instead of G-H-T, it's B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite, all one word. And then in the search bar, put in Power Trip, Power Luncheon, and you'll see it. It's Friday, November 11th from noon to 1:30. And I think there's only about 20 tickets left. They've sold over 100 tickets already. I think it holds like 125. So anyway, I'll tell you what, folks, it's an exciting, exciting time to be in Ambit Energy. I'm so excited for Power Trip. It's my first major training since the death of my son, and I'm excited about just getting back out there. Betsy's going to come with me and really spending some time and sharing. And I wanted to mention this on previous calls. I'm going to be training myself on Saturday for about 4 hours, okay, for a good portion of the day. And I want to take you through kind of from the beginning, a little bit of the history of the company, you know, where we've been, where we are today, where we're going in the future. But I kind of want to take you through the A to Z. We're going to have other speakers. There are going to be some dynamite other speakers. I mean, we're going to have Ray Monty. We're going to have Kim and Jim Mason. We're going to have Marion Richard Amuedo, and on and on and on and on. Joey Carter. There are going to be some other great speakers, okay? But what I want to do is I want to spend the day with you, you know, just kind of like have a fireside chat. Because a lot of people look at, you know, hey, Brian McClure's made over $32 million in Ambit Energy. And, you know, how do I do that? What do you do to be successful? There must have been some sort of, you know, magic to that. And there really isn't. You know, the magic is hard work and understanding the system and then, you know, coming up with a determination and execution against that system. So I want to go into depth, you know, kind of take it back to the mechanics of how to build a sales and marketing organization, you know, how the whole system just kind of comes together and integrates with the various parts and how congruent it is. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to spend some time with you, and I may do it in the morning. Who knows? You know, don't really go off of a script, but I'm going to go over the toughest part of our business, which is the mental part of the business. You know, there's people on this call, and everybody on this call is engaged in the business, or they wouldn't be on the call. There's people that aren't on this call that are extremely engaged in the business. But there's just an awful lot of people that have gotten involved in Ambit Energy, and for one reason or another, at some point along the way, whether it was a negative comment from a family member or friend, or, you know, it was a job change or a, you know, family tragedy or something, you know, happened in their life, and they just kind of acquiesced out of Ambit Energy. And if you think about what's the difference between everybody that's on this call that's obviously active in the business and those that are no longer active in the business, you know, we all have the same compensation plan, marketing plan. We all have the mechanics, you know, same customer and consultant support. All those things are all the same for us. But the bottom line is some people make it and some people don't make it. And at some moment in time, there's a decision, whether it be conscious or subconscious, to you know, walk away from the business or to disengage from the business. Call it whatever you want to call it. Well, the difference between those that don't do that and those that do that is all mental. You know, the mechanical part of the business is the same, and we're going to train on that. But I want to talk to you about the mental part. Now, I'm not going to have time to put you through some metamorphosis in your mentality and change you from stinking thinking to a wealth paradigm that can change your life. But I'm going to give you some things to look at. And so I really hope that for those of you that maybe have gone to Power Trip in the past and say, oh, well, it's just another Power Trip, been to four or five of them, or been to one or two of them or whatever, I really, really hope and actually pray that you find the strength, you find the way, you do whatever you've got to do to get to where you need to be this upcoming weekend, which is that Power Trip in Dixon City. And with that, I want to tell just a little story, and some of you have heard me tell this story before, but when I first started in network marketing, my first network marketing company was a company called Network 2000. Network 2000 was the network marketing company that had the exclusive rights to network Sprint long distance. You know, we're talking about back in the pin drop commercial days and the silver shiny phone card, and right when long distance had been deregulated and Sprint and MCI and AT&T were having their battles. Well, a company came along called Network 2000. They cut a deal with U.S. Sprint, and they became the network marketing arm for U.S. Sprint. And I got introduced to network marketing through that company, and it had several divisional directors. And my divisional director was a gentleman by the name of Charlie Regas. And for those of you that may be familiar, you might see him advertised as a big sponsor of SEC football, a nutritional network marketing company called AdvoCare. Well, Charlie Regas actually founded that company. His wife now runs it today. Charlie's passed on. But Charlie came out of Herbalife, and he's one of the top producers in Herbalife, and he heard about Network 2000, got excited about marketing a service versus a product. And Charlie lived in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he used to go from one place to the territory, the five states were Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. And he would leave Shreveport on a Thursday, and he'd go to Jackson, Mississippi. And Friday night there'd be a business presentation followed by training. Then he'd train all day Saturday, and he'd go someplace the next weekend. Maybe the next weekend he was in Houston, the next weekend and he was Little Rock, and the next weekend Oklahoma City. He did about three weekends out of the month for several months. And for over a year, I went to every single one of his trainings with the exception of one or two. And the reason I didn't make those one or two, one time I was sick, and I think a couple other times, to be honest with you, I just didn't have the money to make it there. And I hope that this story relates to some of y'all and the price that you have to pay to be successful in this business. You know, I would work during the week, you know, painting houses or doing whatever I could, had the dream of, you know, what telecommunications and Network 2000 could do for me. That wasn't married at the time, but, you know, had a big dream to be a, you know, multi-millionaire and a huge entrepreneur, and Network 2000 and the opportunity with Sprint was going to be that vehicle. So I would do whatever I'd have to do to get enough money to be able to buy gas. But most of the time, I do peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, couldn't afford to stop at a restaurant. When I did stop at a restaurant, I used to stop at the old Quincy Steakhouses, and they'd bring you yeast rolls and put them on your table and bring you some water. And I would just say, oh, I'm waiting for somebody. And they'd, you know, go through my three or four yeast rolls, and they'd bring another thing of yeast rolls. And I'd tell the waitress, oh, I guess they're not going to show up. And I'd leave her 50 cents or a dollar for her trouble. And, you know, I'd hop in the car and keep on driving. I mean, it was literally financially, it was that destitute. You know, I prayed to God that the tires lasted because I didn't have a spare. And, you know, I would calculate how many miles and how many gallons of gas I would need. But I never, I think one or two times maybe, but I really never had money for a hotel room. So I'd just sleep in my car. And, you know, I'd get there Friday night, sleep in my car. Well, one time I was sleeping in the car, and Charlie Regas just happened to park in the car next door, and I was sleeping in the back seat. And of course, it was during the winter this particular time, and you know, the windows had fogged up pretty good and everything. And I heard this noise, this clanging and everything, right outside my car door where my head was, and it scared me to death. It woke me up. I thought somebody was trying to break into my car, and so I reach up and I wiped off all the condensation on the inside of the car and everything. And there's Charlie Regas right there looking at me. And so he motions with his hand, you know, in a circle, roll the window down. This is before power windows, or at least before I owned any car with power windows. So I roll the window down. He goes, Brian, what are you doing? I said, well, Charlie, to be honest with you, you know, most weekends I just don't have the money to afford a hotel room because, you know, just this kind of way it is. And in one moment of kindness, you know, he said, well, you know, he said, you can't sleep in the bed with me. I'll never forget that comment. He said, but if you bring a blow-up mattress or if you don't mind just sleeping on the carpet, he said, or, you know, sleeping bag, whatever, he said, you know, you can sleep in my room. And I want you all to know, I wasn't in Charlie Regas's downline, okay? I wasn't in his organization. I mean, he got a little small override for training everybody in his division, but you know, Charlie Regas made little or no money off of me, and I'll never forget that act of kindness. And the reason I tell you the story is that the more you do for somebody else, the more that comes your way. You know, the more you give, the more you get. But I also wanted to tell that story as just a little bit of a insight as to, you know, what it takes to be successful in this business. You know, I didn't become a top 10 income earner in network marketing overnight. You know, I've done this for years and years and years, and I learned from the best, and I went every single time. I never said, well, oh, I've heard Charlie the last 10 weekends in a row, I don't need to go this weekend. You know, I'd rather watch the football game, or I'd rather do this, or I'd rather do that. I had a burning desire to be successful. You know, Charlie Regas told me to walk down Canal Street on Mardi Gras Day naked, I'd probably walk down Canal Street on Mardi Gras Day naked. I mean, I just did whatever it took to be successful, and I learned so much. And though I didn't make huge money in that opportunity, the wisdom and the knowledge that I walked away from was from that opportunity with is the foundation that created my ability to move forward in the industry, and then when the right opportunity met the right knowledge, and the right timing, the rest is history, you know, and that sort of thing can happen for every single person that's on this call. It can happen for every single person that gets involved in the direct selling industry, but it certainly can happen for everybody that's involved in our opportunity. You know, we live in the greatest country in the world, and yeah, there's all kinds of turmoil, whether you're a big Trump person or a big Clinton person, it doesn't really matter. You know, people have picked their sides, and you know, all I can say is everybody needs to pray for the country, regardless of what side of the fence that you're on. But the bottom line is that we're still living the greatest country in the world. We still are the envy of the rest of the world. Despite everything that's going on and all the turmoil and all the bickering and all the who shot John and this happened to that one and this one said that and all that sort of stuff, you know, throw all that aside, we live in the greatest country in the world. And within that country, there's great opportunities, there's good opportunities, there's opportunities, and there's bad opportunities. And what I can tell you is that on a $75 investment, okay, plus $24.95 for your first month's website, so just call it for government work, though, with the tax, it's a couple of dollars more. On a $100 investment, tell me where you have the opportunity to get involved in that and make tens of millions of dollars within a 10-year period of time. Any other opportunity, you know, tell me about it. You know, it doesn't exist, folks. You know, Warren Buffett said that the deregulation of the utilities in the United States of America will be the greatest transference of wealth of all time. This is Warren Buffett, one of the most renowned, astute investors. Why is he buying assets in the energy business? You know, I mean, he spent billions of dollars of buying generation assets, all types of assets, different types of assets in the deregulated energy business. He's putting his money where his mouth is. Yet we have an opportunity. And none of us were born into, you know, extreme wealth, or, you know, 99.9999% of us weren't. You know, I don't, you know, off the top of my head, can't think anybody that was, that's involved in Ambit Energy. I'm sure there are some, but the bottom line is that opportunity of, you know, being born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you either hit that jackpot or you didn't. And if you didn't, what that means is you've got to go out and get focused on why you're doing this business. You know, whether it's this business or any other business, you know, you're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for, you know, to move out of an apartment into home, the college education, you know, to get out of debt, combination thereof. You know, why is it that you're doing it? Maybe it's to retire your husband and your wife. Maybe there's a medical condition that needs a big influx of cash to help somebody. You know, maybe there's elder care for a loved one. You know, maybe there's a special needs child or whatever. Whatever it may be, whatever it is for you in your life, what you have to do is you have to identify with that. You have to hold that very, very close. You have to keep it present 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then most importantly, instead of all the positive thought of, yes, I'm going to be able to do this with this money or whatever, when all that positive thought's not going to make you any money. It's when you take that burning desire to fulfill that why, and couple it with massive positive action. See, positive thought won't make you money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. You know, when you mix it with massive positive action and tie in and sell out to a system that's proven to work rather than a system that might maybe work, the bottom line is that you'll have all the success that you desire at Ambit Energy. And the reason I say all the success that you desire, there's people in Ambit Energy making $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, figure, you know, $1,000 a month, pick a figure. And they're content with that. That's what they got involved in Ambit Energy for. You know, there's one executive consultant that comes to mind that, you know, I don't know the exact income, but it's around $15,000 a month. And this person, you know, met somebody and got married, and they travel quite a bit, and they both have adult children, and they're just living a life. You know, they don't have any worries. They you know, their income is steady. You know, it's, you know, they don't want to work anymore. Why? Because they met what it was that they wanted out of Ambit Energy. Now, you know, $15,000 might not be your number. Like I said, it might be $500, it might be $500,000, or it might be $1 million a month, or, you know, wherever it is. The bottom line is that you've got to pay the price to get to where you want to be, to have Ambit Energy fulfill that why of what you're doing. And in order to do that, you've got to position yourself in front of information. You know, whether it's Power Trip or Simulcast or Ambition or, you know, a regional or a local training, you've got to continue to position yourself in front of information. Let's say you're in town for Power Trip. Let's say, hey, you know, Brian, that luncheon sounds great, but, you know, I don't really have anybody, you know, prospect or whatever. I'm coming in from Texas, or I'm coming in from Chicago, or whatever. Well, what that mentality says is that, one, I'm not going to go get a ticket, you know. Number two is, when I hit town, I'm not going to try to get somebody to take them to that luncheon. So, in other words, you put the white flag up. What if you bought a couple of tickets, okay? Say, I'm going to go, and by noon, I'm going to find somebody that's going to go with me, you know? Now, what if you fail? You lost $22. What if you succeed because you had it in your mind that you could succeed, and you tied that effort to why you're doing the business, and that person that you found happened to be John Haas, or it happened to be Philip Eckert, or it happened to be Tim Devine, or it happened to be Ray Monty, or it happened to be Steve Thompson, or Chris or Debbie Atkinson, or Tim or Missy Oliger? You know, what happens if it happened to be, you know, Mary Richard Amueto, or Jim and Kim Mason, or David Spina, or Esther Spina, or Frank Smalling, or Lane Winsett, or, you know, what? Do you realize how life-changing that is? But if your mentality is, oh, well, I don't know anybody, and, you know, I wasn't going to get there until the afternoon, but I really could get there in the morning, Or what if you don't wait until you get there? What if you go online and say you're a real estate agent? What if you just start calling real estate agents in the area and ask them a simple question? Say, "Hey, Mary, you don't know me. I picked up your name online, but I'm a real estate agent in Chicagoland area, and I hope I'm not interrupting you, but do you ever keep yourself open to additional profit centers in your real estate business without affecting what you're doing now?" And what if they say yes? And what if you say, "Well, look, I'm in the deregulation of energy. They're in the Scranton area. We have a large presence. It's with a company called Ambit Energy. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but basically what we do is we save money for people on their electricity and natural gas. They still get their bill from such and such, still pay such and such. But, you know, it's more visual than it is verbal. It's really not something I can explain to you over the phone, but I am going to be in town. I'm looking for business partners, and I was wondering if you could meet me for lunch on Friday. I could sit down, introduce you to some people. You know, in fact, a couple of them have made millions of dollars in our business on a part-time basis. It's at the Posh Grant right there on Main Avenue in Dixon City. Would you be available to sit down for about an hour, hour and a half? Let me buy you lunch and take a look at it and give me your opinion on it." Now, folks, if you're a real estate agent or if you're an electrician, you call electricians. You know, if you're a coach, you call coaches, you know, whatever. But there's no reason you can't be there with a guest. The only thing that's stopping you from being there with a guest is you. The opportunity is real. The lunch is going to be dynamite. Tickets are available. You know, I heard a lot of people, you know, logging into the call, "Register for simulcast, such and such, register for simulcast, such and such, Chicago, register for simulcast, such and such from, you know, Pittsburgh, register for simulcast." All those people that weren't from really close to Scranton, very few of them said Power Trip. "Why aren't you registered for Power Trip?" The reason you're registered for Power Trip, and I'm not jumping on you for not going to Power Trip. Keep your God first, your family second, and Ambit third. And I certainly don't know your set of circumstances or why not. But I'll tell you why you're not registered for Power Trip without knowing each individual set of circumstances. The reason is you made a mental decision not to go at some point. Now, maybe it was well-founded. You got a wedding that day. Hey, that's a family wedding. Talk on, better go to a wedding and not go to Power Trip. I get it. But you made a mental decision. And I'll tell you that I would bet that in 95% of the cases, maybe 90%, no less than 85% of the cases, the decision wasn't based on your Sabbath being Saturday or, you know, your God or a family decision. The decision was made based on a financial decision, the time, the vehicle that wouldn't get me there, you know, whatever it is. It was made on something else, okay? It wasn't made on God first, family second. It was made on something else, and it was probably made a couple of months ago. And the minute you made that decision mentally, you had no opportunity to be there. If you made the decision to be there, made the decision to make the phone calls to get some a guest to the luncheon, and it just so happens that that person gets involved in your business, who brings somebody into the business, who brings in the next Ray Monty, that mental checkout of not going to Power Trip, that mental checkout of I don't have to travel to a live venue for simulcast, I can just watch it from home where the kids are going to distract the heck out of you and all the rest of it. That mental decision not to go to the meeting that week, the mental decision not to pick up the phone and instead watch the football game, you know, the mental decision of one small decision after another. You know, Darren Hardy wrote the book called The Compound Effect, and he talks about the small decisions adding up are inconsequential unto themselves, but collectively as they add up, they're very consequential to your success or lack of success in any business. And those small inconsequential decisions will absolutely keep you where you are. It'll prevent you from being where you need to be. You know, oh, I'm not going to do that because I need to do this. Oh, I'm not going to do that because I need to do that. I can't tell you how many times I needed to get my hair cut, and I didn't go get my hair cut because I needed to be making phone calls. I needed to be meeting with somebody, showing them the business. I was going to go up to Dallas and work all week, and, you know, like to get my hair cut by a guy in Austin, you know. Boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden, you know, just like you go crazy and you break down and go get your hair cut. And then I said, well, there'll be people for me to talk to in the barber shop. And I talk to people in the barber shop. Folks, what I'm telling you is that whether it's Power Trip or it's simulcast or it's a local meeting or local training or whatever, you've got to put yourself in front of information so that you can take those nuggets, those little nuggets, and hopefully you picked up something on this call. And the theme of the call is your mind decides your fate. Okay, your mind decides your fate. Okay, and who's in control of your mind? You and only you. So what that means is, if you want to know why your business is working or why your business isn't working, look in the mirror. Now, with that said, we're programmed over a period of time. If you ever went to the Landmark Forum, which is one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life, as far as personal development goes, they call it already always way of being. In other words, you're already in a state, in a way of being that is perpetual. It's just who you are. You hear people say, oh, well, you know, he's lazy or whatever. Well, that's because that's your always already way of being. Okay, I know that sounds a little confusing, but the bottom line is you are who you are. So you've got to go through systematically and change who you are. You know, keep doing what you've been doing. You're going to keep getting what you've been getting. The definition of insanity from Einstein, it comes at you from all different directions. People talk about how important personal development is. Here's what I'm going to end with. I'm going to teach a lot of mechanical stuff at Power Trip, but I'm going to spend an hour to an hour and a half on the mental side of the business. Okay, and on that mental side of the business, as I talk through that, what it's going to do is it's going to open up some avenues for you to pursue to help yourself get from where you are to where you want to be. Because the mechanical part, you know, if you've got a burning desire, you'll figure out how to do it. The bottom line is you've got to have a burning desire why to do it. And when you figure that part out and you sell out to that, then you too will be yelling a yellow jacket followed by a purple jacket followed by a blue jacket followed by a gray with purple window pane jacket followed by a gray jacket with silver window panes. You know, bottom line is you can make all the money you want to make, but it all starts with you. And if it is to be, it's up to me. Bottom line is, hey, if you don't go to Power Trip, that's fine. I'm going to put the same effort, whether there's 10 people in the room or whether there's 1,000 people in the room. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to learn more probably than just about anybody else there, because I'm going to be visiting with people, and they're going to be giving me feedback, and they're going to be asking me questions, and that's going to spark some thoughts. And, you know, I'm going to sit down with some people and then discuss some things. Always learn. You know, if you want to advance in anything in life, you've got to continue to learn. You know, I'm not finished learning. I'm reading a book right now that I'm really, really into, carrying it on the plane with me tomorrow, going to finish it off. Got another one behind that. You've got to feed your mind with positive things. You've got to put yourself in a position to move forward. And the key to this business is not the mastery of the mechanical side of the business. The key to the business is to master the mental side of the business. With that, open it back up and let everybody say good night so I can get some sleep and catch this 6 o'clock flight in the morning, Mr. Bear Gordon.
Well, I tell you what, Brian, I was listening to your call tonight, and it sounded like a challenge to me, so I just bought 2 tickets, and I'm going to bring somebody new to that luncheon that I'm personally going to introduce to you. Okay?
There you go, brother.
There you go. Hey, guys, if you're on the call, I'm challenging you. If you're an EC, an SC, an RC, you're coming in from out of town, you know you need to build a business in Dixon City. Let's get people at that meeting, okay? Here we go. I'm going to open up the lines and you can say thanks to Brian yourself.